95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Lynstradamus at it again as Hunter Brown kind of mows through there. He didn't get through there with six pitches, but he's going to come back out for the sixth, I would assume. He's at 87 pitches, so he's...
What'd he go? He went 11 pitches?
Yeah, so he's looking at a real shot here at a quality start, which I guess you'd take against the his offense really picking him up, though, today as they allow him to kind of settle in with that with those two big innings there with six runs. They lead 6-2 here in the fifth as they're going for a series win, four-game set, and they've won two out of three thus far. They win this one. They go ahead and improve again this record that, you know, some people like to kind of scoff at a little bit, you, Luke.
He's been tough on him, hadn't he?
Well, I mean, he just really, the other day I heard him just really poo-poo on their record against 500 or better teams. At some point here, if they win this game, they will have won a four-game series against the White Sox. And then, last week won a three-game series against the Yankees. They won a series against the Rays coming out All-Star break after they got swept by the Orioles. I mean, those are the three in front. and that is recent. So, at some point, you gotta take that one serious. Again, and we're reaching all-time low statuses here for Tyler Milner. Reports are that his wife has made it to a game before he has.
I didn't even think about that.
She picked
that.
A good one, too.
She did. A lot of scores.
And really not even on purpose. Just a team-building situation, and she's beat him to the diking.
Yeah.
This is a...
Man, why don't our bosses take us to an Astros game?
She's, she's psycho him. He takes us to a Texan game every week. She's psycho him now. Psycho Megan is out at Dykin Park
representing me.
Tyler, be careful what you say after that. Tyler's like, should I stick with the gimmick about the Astros or should we get personal here?
Decisions.
You know, back in 2018, she was a little psycho.
Yes, psycho from a fan perspective. Take it over there. I don't know about if Megan was crazy or not.
I mean, I do always say the whole crazy hot scale for ladies, that is real. So just take that for whatever you want.
Oh, Leah, let's move on. 713-572-4610. Shout out about last night. Shout out to Hayden Wisniewski. Seven innings.
Come on.
One hit, no earned runs. 5 Ks, 2 walks. Like I don't know about you, Tyler. I know you're kind of watching them, but I don't know what to do with myself. Somebody goes past five, and then he went past six. Then he's in the seventh.
Oh, like 2026.
Yeah, I didn't shoot up. I didn't know what was going on. I was Charlie Morton or something out there. That was but what a performance! And he has been really, really good outside of really one bad start. And he's, since he's been back, 7 starts, Clint. He's 4-1 with a 3.18 ERA. And as this team continues to move towards trying to make the playoffs here, as they lead the division by 2 games right now, Clint, you start getting the pitching situation together, and we've talked about it. We talked about it with the crosstalk with the fellas. Yeah, I mean, I think Hunter is pitching beneath what he – what he's shown he could be as a top three Cy Young Award winner last year, just absolutely dominant. And he has not pitched to that level, but he is still a guy that is going to run out there and be your opening postseason, opening game starter. But who comes behind him? Has Wisniewski for you, 713-572-4610, Tyler, you can jump in on this too. Has Wisniewski passed up Peter Lambert? Because we've always been thinking it would be Hunter, be Peter Lambert, and now we'll figure out who the hell else can come behind him. Has Wisniewski, do you have more confidence in Hayden Wisniewski right now than you do Pete Lambert?
I mean, I,
Well, this is good if it stopped you right there in the tracks.
Probably, like, if you, you know, do I have more confidence? I think the confidence is at an all-time high for me right now with Wisniewski, but I don't know. I can't put him over Peter.
You would see if they had an AL divisional card or wild card series game two against the Guardians, against, you know, the Twins, whoever, it would still for you be Pete Lambert.
Yeah, it would still be Pete Lambert for me. Look, I mean, we've got a seven outing sample size here for Wisniewski, and it's been really good. Other than that August 15 start, I believe it was against the Angels, I think, where the wheels kind of came off a little earlier. And not at all minimizing that, but I mean, when you talk about Peter Lambert, I mean, Peter Lambert has been really good all year long, and has been, I mean, it's been impressive. And the question is obviously the innings. The innings that have piled up on him, does that end up taking a toll? And here late in the season, you know, do you see it fall apart a bit on him? And, you know, I think that is, obviously we've never seen him this deep. I think that's a conversation. But right now, if the playoffs started right now, I would feel better going Hunter Brown, Peter Lambert with Wisniewski in the three spot.
I would. I would say Peter just because I feel like I have a more clear understanding of what I'm getting. Like, I feel like if Peter pitches, I have a really good high level of confidence that I'm going to be in the game. Right, when Peter is struggling, and you can go out there and you, like Peter did the other night. Peter had, I think, 5 walks. He hit a guy, and he almost got to five innings, and he gave up 2 runs. We've seen him go 6 innings, even fight it a little bit, give up 2 runs. I remember we were watching it in here. I just, for some reason in my mind, it was a game against the Blue Jays, and they were in Toronto, and baby, he was fighting it. I mean, fighting it. Tooth and nail. And he somehow picked himself up and got through 5-plus innings with 2 runs. So I feel like I know that. I think the chance for a dominating outing, I feel like Hayden Wisniewski brings more of that. This is like the second time, really his last 2 starts against the Yankees, he goes 5 innings and doesn't give up much. And kind of the strikeout thing is there. But I feel like I know more of what I'm going to get from Peter Lambert. So I think that's probably why I would put him in the second spot.
Yeah, I've just – of late, Wisniewski's been better. I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. And
Pete also has 132-plus innings on his arm.
There you go. There you go.
And Hayden has 39.
Yeah, but I would go with the larger sample size and feel really good about what I've got in my back pocket in Wisniewski and for that 3 spot. That's where I'd go.
Text line coming in. Get off Hunter's show. No, I'm sorry. You can have different expectations for Hunter Brown. I have he could be the best pitcher in the American League expectations. And I mean, my man goes over a month without going more than 5 innings. That's a problem. All right, my man comes out. Now, he has turned it around, baby, and he's gotten through 6 right here. And shout out, well, he's almost gotten through 6 right here. It looks like this will probably be his last inning with 97 pitches and really rebounded after that bad inning. But no, like, this team has to have him 44 and 71 be great. For them to those guys you have to depend on and have to know what you're getting out of. Peter Lambert, we can't be saying, man, Peter, the manager can't come out and say, man, Peter Lambert's actually been our ace. That can't be from Hunter Brown. Can't be. Shout out to him for getting up out of this one. And I know the talent, and I expect, and he might throw a no-hitter every time out. But he's like they need him to be great for this team to get as far as it can get. All right, you know, sometimes the relationship with our listeners, the text line and YouTube and Twitch is, you know, a little off at times. But I do like to respond and answer thoughtful questions towards me about things. And somebody hit me up with a real thoughtful question about CJ Stroud, and I spent some time to come up with the answer for it. We'll discuss that coming up next.